Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Alliance Marketing Coordinator, and I am here to go over the tips that were offered in previous shows. I did not want to overwhelm you with a wealth of information, but I want to make sure that you're hearing and then you're implementing it into your business so that way your business can grow. So over the past couple of shows, I've spoken about press release submission. I hope you guys checked out that episode, but if not, let me just go over a few tips and let you know what we did at American Martial Arts Alliance to get our press release out there. We submitted our press release to the newspaper. We submitted our press release to the radio station, as well as to the local newspaper. What did we do to submit our press release? Well, we looked at the newspaper. We saw that we had a few local newspapers in our area, so we went ahead and Googled the editor for that newspaper. Everything is laid out right there in front of you online. So go ahead, go to your local newspaper, look at who's the editor, and then submit your press release as well as a good photo so that way they can be able to publish that with no issues. Always include a photo with your press release. Then we submitted our press release to our local news station. And what this did, it helped create a buzz within our community. So GM Jesse Bowen, he had a morning segment and he was able to talk about the American Martial Arts Alliance Masters and Pioneers biography book that was released in 2019. And it was an exciting time. It created more buzz. The community was aware of what we're doing and it had us to then go onto the radio. And once it opened up that door to the radio, that radio station now picked us up to go on every week. So just make sure that you are getting your press release out there and no telling the opportunities that will come to you because you did. Then I went on to speak about your Facebook business page. We are not reinventing the wheel. We want to do what works, and having a Facebook business page will work for you and your business. Why? Because we live in a very social world. You want to make sure that you are having your information online so that way you are easily accessible to those who need to find you. So how do you create a Facebook business page? Well, again, I made a show for that as well. Please check that out. If you still need help, please email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com and I'll be happy to assist you. This does not have to be an overwhelming, stressful situation. It can be a fun process and we want to make sure that it's as easy as possible for you. So once you create your Facebook business page, make sure that your profile is complete. Make sure you have a good photo for your cover page as well as a good photo for your profile picture. And you also want to make sure that you have all your information up there. You have your business name, your phone number, your email address, your business address, however you want to be contacted, make sure you have it up there so that way people can find you and your business. You also want to make sure that you send out an email to your friends and family or your email list, letting them know that you have now created a Facebook business page. Now they can go on there and support you and also find out ways that you are advertising your product or advertising your classes, whatever the case, they can go on there and find out more about you and your business every single day. Once you've been on there a couple of days and you want to do something fun, host a contest. We hosted a contest here at the American Martial Arts Alliance, and we have the first hardcover book that we gave away through Facebook. We made a post and every like was an entry. After the weekend, we did it for Labor Day. So over the weekend, people had the opportunity to go ahead and like the status. Then what we did on Tuesday was we had the drawing on Facebook Live. It was fun. I had a great time doing that. So host a contest as well. So those are my tips my press release submission, my Facebook business page. Again, to hear all of the tips and tidbits, please go back and listen to the previous episodes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Lunch and Learn with Jessica. I am your host, Jessica Phillips, the American Martial Arts Alliance Marketing Coordinator. Until next time.